This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was November 2008 that a tragedy tore through the Detroit Fire Department. Firefighter Walter Harris was killed as he battled a blaze at an abandoned home in an arson fire. The headlines surrounding the death of the 17-year department veteran grabbed the attention of a pair of filmmakers, Tom Putnam and Brenna Sanchez. They began to ask themselves, what's it like to be a firefighter in Detroit, challenged by tens of thousands of abandoned buildings and arsonists and no money left to replace aging rigs and gear? The result of those questions is a documentary film called Burn, 1 year on the front lines in the battle to save Detroit. An audience award winner this year at the Tribeca Film Festival, by the way. The film is opening in the Detroit area tomorrow at the AMC 20 in Livonia and AMC Forum 30 in Sterling Heights, as well as in Chicago and Washington. The director-producers join us now. We want to welcome Brenna Sanchez and Tom Putnam. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
And also joining us, one of the Detroit firefighters who helps make this film so remarkable and have such heart. He is retired now. Dave Parnell, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. I want to start with you, Brenna, because you're from Detroit originally, and my understanding is you happened to be home when Walter Harris was killed. How did this launch you into the decision to make this film?
I actually was home during the holidays after the accident, and Tom Putnam called me and said, "Hey, did you hear this story?" And I hadn't heard it, and we both asked ourselves, "Why on earth would someone risk his life battling, you know, a fire in an abandoned structure, especially in a city full of abandoned structures?" So I went down to Engine 5. And knocked on the door and asked a couple of the guys that question. And I came out, and Tom and I knew there was a story here that about firefighters that hadn't been told in film or television before, a little more complex story than the heroes we've seen before.
And it really, you had to fight like firefighters knocking a fire down to get this film made and to get funding. Tom, talk to us a little about the response you initially got when you tried to shop your idea around.
Sure. We, you know, we've made documentaries before, and we went to, gosh, every broadcaster, every documentary funder, every network that you and the people listening to you watch, and they all said the same thing, which was, wow, this is amazingly compelling. It's an important story. It looks great. But no audience for a firefighter movie or a TV series.
And wow.
We didn't agree with that. And, you know, you're working with firefighters. Those guys never say that they can't accomplish their mission or get the job done. So there was no way we were going to come back and say that we couldn't do that. So we took a pretty unique approach to it, and we just started going out to the people who had started following us on Facebook and liking our videos online, and we ended up raising our entire budget for the film through charitable donations, which for a movie, you know, of this size and scope is just unheard of.
You had amazing success on Kickstarter, and you had big support from General Motors, and then a real guardian angel whose name is Dennis Leary. Talk to us a little bit about his involvement, and especially why the whole issue of firefighters and safety is so personal to Dennis Leary.
Well, you know, Dennis, firefighters and their safety is very close to Dennis Leary's heart. He lost a cousin in a fire in Worcester, Massachusetts, where he's from. So he founded the Leary Firefighters Foundation. So he and the foundation and his partner, Jim Serpico, got behind the film because, you know, as a small film, you need to have a big name attached to it to get any kind of attention or press. So, you know, he came on, and we were able to get press and attention that we wouldn't ordinarily get. And it kind of gives us the stamp of approval because I think a lot of people just think of it. He was on Rescue Me for so long. People think of him as a firefighter more than an actor.
Yes,
so,
true.
Yeah, so within that community, it gave us a stamp of approval that has been very helpful.
We're talking with Tom Putnam and Brenna Sanchez, the documentary makers, the producer-directors of the new film, Burn, 1 year on the front lines in the battle to save Detroit. A year spent with Engine Company 50 on Detroit's east side, looking at what life is like for Detroit firefighters, including firefighter Dave Parnell, who's with us. Dave, when you discovered a film crew was going to show up at the firehouse, what was the reaction?
Ready to run.
I bet. Why was that?
Just the fear of what kind of repercussions we would have. Nobody warned us that they were coming. Nobody told us that they were going to come. And they walked in and said, hey, we're here to do a film. You're here to do what? And we just kind of went in the kitchen and sat down and talked. We talked with the chief, who was a captain at that time, and the rest of the guys. And some of us said, well, if it's going to help the city, let's jump on board. If it's going to help us to get the things that we need as firefighters, let's get on board. And some said, well, I don't think I want to do that. They might get mad at us later on. And we said, you know what? We risk everything when we go to a fire. Why not risk a little something and try and help these guys get the word out? So that's how it began.
Well, I can tell you, Dave, my late father was a fire captain, and I can remember he was not especially welcoming when reporters and photographers and civilians would get in his way when there was a fire that needed to be knocked down. So I'm wondering, what did it take for Brenna and Tom to earn your trust of you and the other guys?
Just asking the right kind of questions. Why do you do this? What inspires you to continue to do this with worn-out equipment, worn-out personal protection equipment? Just what the heck makes you guys tick? And as you continue to talk with them, you understood that they weren't trying to take sides for the city or for you. They were trying to show truly what firefighters do. And this is what firefighters do around the world. And as they continue to just say, hey, let us in so we can tell your story, we had to acknowledge that. And we said, yeah, we really need to let them in so that they can let the world know what's really going on.
Tom and Brenna, we're with Engine Company 50, and it's no stretch to call it one of the busiest firehouses in America, is it?
Not at all. Our first shoot there, we went there with a question about, you know, hey, are we going to get enough fires to tell a compelling story? And I think we went to 21 fires in two shifts with those guys. So if there's a busier firehouse, I feel bad for those guys.
I saw something in reading about Byrne that Los Angeles gets an average of 11 structure fires a day with a population of 4 million, while in Detroit it's an average of 30 a day with a population of a little over 700,000. So there's a busy department. We have all seen movies about firefighters, Tom and Brenna. We've seen Backdraft, which I don't know if Dave will agree. I remember my late father and his buddies at Ferndale Fire Department not being real impressed with Backdraft. But this is not John Travolta or Joaquin Phoenix pretending to be firefighters. It's the real thing with the real firefighters. And I have to say, you took my breath away by the way you bring us right into those blazing buildings. Tell us a little more about how you shot the film. And you actually turned the firefighters into photographers, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. The guys, we used HD helmet cameras on them because we said, you know, if we're going to make a movie about firefighting, we want to go into the fire with these guys. We want people to see firefighting the way it really is and not be out, you know, on the sidewalk across the street and view it from afar. And I guess the guys were a little skeptical at the start, but pretty quickly, because they're firefighters, they're all these type A guys, they started asking to see dailies and critiquing each other's camera work and saying, oh, I should have held the shot longer, or what can I do better next time? So it ended up actually being a really good match. And I think through that process, the movie sort of went from being a movie we were making about these guys to being a movie we were making with them. Not just with the helmet cameras, but they often knew a whole other set of questions to ask that we would have never known, too. So it became a really fun, for us, collaborative process.
Dave Parnell, in the film, we really do come to know you and your family and your neighborhood, your homes in Detroit. And if I'm not mistaken, you're the only one at Engine 50 who lives where he works. These are your streets, and this is your neighborhood. And I got a real sense of kind of the sadness and regret that you feel as you stand on the street and look at the changes in your hometown. Can you tell us more about that?
It's sad when you literally watch your city just kind of crumbled around you. You're constantly asking for help from different agencies, you know, police, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what you need. But you're constantly asking the city council, listen, please quit arguing long enough to see what's going on my side of town. Please look at this and help me do something different, you know, the schools, everything. And then to just continue to see the houses. I mean, when I moved on my house, it was pristine. It was so beautiful. And then all of a sudden, there's vacant dwellings, there's houses that are starting to be burned. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, it that comes across very, very clearly. And I get the sense, even though some of the other firefighters, they don't live in Detroit, I took note of your then-Captain Craig Doherty saying, you're doing this for the people who are left.
Well, they look at me and they say, you still live here, we're going to help you fight. And then they look at where they grew up, because most of those guys grew up in the same area. Most of them lived there. And there are other firefighters that still live in the city. And that's the important part that we have to understand. There's still firefighters that live there that want to see the city turned around. They want to see something better. And the guys that live outside the city say all the time, man, I wish that we could turn the city around so that I could move back in here. I could have a much larger home if I could just trust being safe here. And it comes down to that. Why do I have to live somewhere different to appreciate paying less than insurance? Why do I have to live somewhere different to be able to call the police and actually expect them to show up within a few minutes? Why do I have to live somewhere different in order to expect that? I expect that in my city, as does everyone who lives in whatever city it is that they live in. Why should it be any different?
It is something to follow, all of you, and it's done through the course of a year. We see you in action, and we also see you at the firehouse. And I'd like to get, Tom and Brenna, your thoughts as you kind of came in and kind of, you got that sense. I love the one comment somebody said, we're like cowboys in a big rodeo. I mean, these guys that you followed, really, they do love the job, despite the frustrations and the equipment problems, and that they love what they do.
Absolutely. I mean, it's pretty rare in life, I think, to be around a group of people from so many different backgrounds, so many walks of life, so many different interests, and they all come together in this job, and they view it the same way, and they have a common goal, and they all love what they do, and they give it 100% no matter what the odds are. I mean, I think as Chief Doherty said to us at one point, you know, if he had a horse in a bucket of water, he'd still get there and he'd put the fire out. And it's really true. And I think that sometimes people look at Detroit and they like to use it as an example of what's wrong with America. But then you spend time with these guys and you see they represent so many great things and such a strong work ethic and just desire to get the job done. That is just, I mean, for me, it's incredibly inspiring.
And it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just Engine 50. We filmed all over the city with several other fire companies that talked to so many different guys. And now, you know, we've toured with the film. We've been to 25 cities. So we've met firefighters from all over the country. And I've never met a more consistent group of human beings who are just all, you know, one goal, one team, and they're just in it together. And you know, to get a glimpse of something like that, to be part of something like that, it makes you really push yourself harder and want to tell the straight story.
Dave, since the film was shot, you've retired. How's retirement treating you?
Oh, it's wonderful. it's different. You know, I still wake up, I still go by and see the guys. I still have it in my blood, but I like retirement.
Again, the film opens this weekend at the AMC 20 in Livonia and the Forum 30 in Sterling Heights. Much of the proceeds goes to the Leary Firefighters Foundation to help buy gear for Detroit firefighters. Now, we've posted the trailer to the film and links to the Byrne website. You can go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Tom Putnam, Brenna Sanchez, filmmakers, thank you for talking with us. And Dave Parnell, firefighter, Detroit, retired or not, you're a Detroit firefighter. And we've really appreciated talking with you today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you again. We really appreciate you putting this out for us.